They're one of the most overrepresented groups in Australia's prisons. People with acquired brain injuries, or ABI, are just 2% of the general population, but make up about a third of those behind bars. A new program is training former prisoners with these acquired injuries to use their decades of time in jail to help bring about change. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
Voices for Justice, congratulations to Kevin Maloney.
There were certificates and handshakes, but this was no standard graduation ceremony.
I'm Kevin Maloney, and I suffer from an ABI and schizophrenia.
Kevin Maloney lives with an acquired brain injury, or ABI, damage caused after birth from physical trauma, illness, or substance abuse. Kevin fell on his head as a baby and has spent much of his life behind bars. He's now been trained as an advocate in the Voices for Justice program.
In the criminal justice system, they don't cater for ABIs, and done 20 years jail, and never ever been spoke to about my ABI.
People with ABI are hugely overrepresented in the justice system. They comprise about 2% of the general population, but national statistics suggest they make up about a third of the prison population. 60-year-old John Chakuma went to jail again and again, over 23 years.
I was in the revolving door syndrome, as I call it. I went up what they call the criminal ladder, pinching cars, doing burgs, then assaults, and then assault and robberies.
Repeated assaults and drug use caused an ABI that has impacted his memory and made it difficult for him to follow instructions in jail and on parole.
And I tried to explain, you know, in police cells and in prison, you know, like, I've got something going on and I need some help.
Advocates say historically ABI has not been well recognized, partly due to its multiple causes. Dorothy Armstrong grew up in a violent environment and survived numerous incidents of domestic violence before going to prison in 2008.
I'm a woman, I'm battered, it's obvious, and it never occurred to anybody to ask if I'd ever had head injuries. I was never asked.
She's a facilitator for the program, run by the Center for Innovative Justice at RMIT University.
Thank you very much for being here.
The hope is now that their training is finished, the advocates can speak directly with policymakers. Awareness, they believe, can disrupt the cycle that leads people with ABI to prison over and over.
It's about the people in power knowing the truth of what happens to people like me in the criminal justice system.
It's Dorothy Armstrong from the Voices for Justice program, ending Norman Hermont's report.